It's Wednesday, November 16th, 2011. It's a kind of cool day, temperature around 29, sun trying to come out. Now listen to Min, Oroville Telephone Service subgroup member, as he speaks about the current challenge faced by many with their telephone online connection. In Oroville, we're facing a bit of a challenge in our communication with our ability to communicate by telephone, by internet. Could you say a few words about that as a member of the core group working on this?
This challenge is arose when the executive of telephone service, Ulrich, who has been serving the telephone service for a number of years, wanted to take a break. And this he announced almost a year ago. And we, as a community, have been trying to look for a replacement for him, which, for a number of reasons, has been very difficult. To find the person who has the right skills, who has the maturity, and is willing to devote his time or her time to this task, for this task. And so it started with that. And then we also realized, as we explored this challenge further, that the telephone service is not as efficient in its service provision as it could be, as we expect from other Oroville services. So combined with this, we also found out that the BSNL, they did not understand that in terms of giving us discounts, they were giving us less discounts than we were entitled for. In addition to that, no one realized as time passed that the market now for telecom services is open in India, and we have other options. So in effect, whenever BSNL provides a service, they are supposed to provide the service right till the end point with the devices attached to the telephone line. In our instance, and this is unique for the whole country, we have been doing their work for a number of years, and we have been paying from our community money for this provision, service provision. So what we are trying to do is to figure out a way whereby BSNL recognizes the work we have been doing on their behalf when they have been collecting the revenue from the community promptly every month, either to enhance their service and allow us to scale down our operations, or collaborate with us in terms of providing us support and maybe some financial remuneration in return for our services in the entire area. So that's the challenge.
So I assume you're looking for another service provider in the event that BSNL does not cooperate with you?
I don't think we'll have to do that. BSNL is a great partner. They have been talking to us. Earlier this week on Monday, we had a very good meeting with their entire team from Pondicherry at the foundation office, where some of the core member team members were present, and so was the secretary in charge and Srinivas Murthy. The meeting was productive, and we have been assured that all these issues will be looked into and hopefully resolved in the near future.
Great. So that means the 100 to 200, however many users here in Oroville, will have service and an online connection that is fault-free?
Absolutely. We have been assured that if this is from BSNL, we'll have to see how it pans out, is that if the fault is not fixed within 3 days, we'll get rental rebate, which is how BSNL works across the country. So we have a lot of telephone lines which have been down for weeks. So let's see if they can deliver on this promise.
Attend a meeting today at 5 p.m. at Solitude Farm for the Lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival 2012, coming up in January. Volunteers, organizers, managers, workers, and all sorts of inspiration wanted and welcome. actors for Shakespeare's The Tempest. Hazel Roy from England, working at IKM School in New Creation, will direct the play with the students, and she's looking for a few adults to act with the children, and the script has been adapted considerably. Not too many lines to learn. Performance slated for beginning of December. Those who can act and would like to share the joy of playing with the children, call Hazel at 262-2981. Tango Dance Class, Practica and Festival. Classes Mondays 7:15 p.m. at New Creation Dance Studio and Wednesdays Guided Practica at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity 7:15 p.m. They express gratitude to Stichting Desire for funding the first Oroville Holy Tango Festival to be held during Holy Weekend next March. Lovers of dance from all over the world will participate in this festival. Everyone's welcome to join in the festivities. Check out Facebook Tango in Oroville, India for the latest, such as occasional milongas and additional workshops. Contact Jorge 978-629-6441 or Oravan 984-360-0514. Nature Camp. Registered under Sri Aurobindo Institute for Integral Education Research umbrella, devoted to educational activities, is open to Oroville schools. They're working to develop the camp infrastructure and coordinate the different activities. A core group will organize a team of caretakers, one of whom will always be part of any group going to Kavunji. The core group will contact the Forest Department to ensure that all activities will happen with respect to their regulations. To work for the development of this camp, contact Jonah, coordinator of the core group. And this from Sri Aurobindo. Because thou lovest God only, thou art apt to claim that he should love thee rather than others. But this is a false claim, contrary to right and the nature of things. For God is one, but thou art the many. Rather become one in heart and soul with all beings, and then there will be none in the world but thou alone for him to love. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea and Yahlom. Direct your comments and queries to oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.